Displayed along the spiral staircase at the Yusofus McDermott Library is an impressive collection of rifles used by U.S. troops throughout the ages. The collection of 31 military shoulder arms dates from 1763 to 1970.
The United States Air Force Academy is an amazing place, steeped in long blue line history and brimming over with stories. I'm Steve Simon, class of 77, and I'm here to tell them. This is the Heritage Minute.
Donated by Lieutenant General Albert P. Clark, 6th Superintendent of the Academy and a prisoner of war during World War II, the rifle collection tracks the evolution of arms through the decades, from the early single-shot muzzleloader to fully automatic weapons. Some of the earliest firearms on display are a French Charleville musket and a British Brown Bess musket used during the Revolutionary War. The Clark collection also includes various types of bayonets and fighting knives used by the combat soldier over the past 200 years. The rifle collection was donated on March 14, 1973, and has been on display for cadets and visitors to study ever since. A West Point graduate, Clark became well known for helping to organize a massive escape attempt from a German POW camp. Those events were the inspiration for the 1963 movie, The Great Escape.
Give up your hopeless attempts to escape.
We're going to devote our energies to sports, gardening, all the cultural pursuits. Meanwhile, we dig.
It is the sworn duty of all officers to try to escape.
Thank you for listening to the Heritage Minute podcast. If you enjoyed this story, we encourage you to subscribe, share it with your family and friends, and post it to your social channels. The podcast drops every week on Sunday. Subscribe to Heritage Minute on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Plus Alexa, and all your favorite podcast platforms. Search at Air Force Grads on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and more for show announcements and updates. And visit usafa.org/Heritage Minute Podcast for past episodes and to listen to more Long Blue Line Podcast Network programming. I'm Steve Simon, class of 77, and this is the Heritage Minute.